We're back with Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. After 16 months of construction and many, many more months of planning, the new East Library at the corner of Kramer and North Avenue is opening its doors for the first time this weekend.
The new library is the street level of a new five-story complex that includes 99 apartments that rise above and behind the library's walls. The library's design includes an homage to the library's past, as well as including many of today's sustainable elements.
WUWM's Susan Bentz visited East before its doors officially opened and met some of the people behind the magic.
Let's face it, libraries are magical places. The smell, the hush. The original East branch opened south of here in 1909, a single room offered by a generous Congregational church. Its new address is the library's fifth incarnation and sits on the footprint of its predecessor. That was a standalone, single-story brick structure that opened in 1968. Spokesperson Brooke Vandenberg says the new space, with natural light spilling in along its south and west walls, is Milwaukee Public Library's second experiment in mixed-use construction.
Villard Square Library was our first, which we opened in 2011, that features 47 grand family apartments above it, where the grandparent serves as the primary caregiver.
Rachel Collins manages the Villard Square branch and is guiding the new East Library through this exciting time. Books are arriving, the staff is growing, and the place is generally coming to life. East was the library of Collins' childhood.
I remember when the librarian transitioned me, I had read all the mysteries in the children's area, and they walked me over to the adult mysteries.
East's collection will now be smaller than the one Collins remembers. That's just the nature of the way patrons use libraries today. There are fewer stacks and fewer shelves here.
And of course, e-books are increasingly popular. And so we're working with a variety of formats, and some of those formats don't need storage space.
It fell to architect Billy Borgenhagen and his colleagues to make the library as efficient and welcoming as possible. He points to the library's community room as the focal point.
Oftentimes, rooms like that are tucked away in the back of the library, and so by bringing it to the front of the space, it's kind of a gesture that suggests that it's a very welcoming room.
Don't let its humdrum title throw you. It's a glowing oval of magnificence at the heart of the building. Its walls, floor to ceiling high, are fashioned of what's called channel glass.
There's actually two layers of C-shaped glass that fit together in each other. By using the channel glass on the exterior of the community room, makes the inside of the community room very bright and just visually accessible for people, so it's not a closed-off, dark space.
Manager Rachel Collins touts the library's cozy natural gas fireplace and other new gizmos, such as the dual induction sorter,
where you can return materials from the inside and then receive a receipt.
Billy Borkenhagen says toilets dual flush, and every fixture is LED. And the library sucks the most efficiency possible out of its walls of windows.
This building has automatic shades on that can be programmed to react to the lighting conditions outside. So if it's cloudy out and people would typically turn on lamps, the shades can automatically go up and bring in more daylight so that less electricity is used in lighting.
Here and there you spot white wall space. It's painted glass, upon which manager Rachel Collins says library visitors are allowed, even encouraged, to scribble.
This whole wall going in our teen area, which we never had at East Library before, was an area designated for teenagers and youth. So starting in their area all the way through our two study rooms, we have this marker wall that's also magnetic, and we'll give people the option to do some drawing and create some expression. And of course, in the meetings, you may find you'll use that technology, low-tech technology. We also have a little bit more of that in the community room.
Beyond the patron friendliness and energy saving, Billy Borkenhagen says as much as possible, the bones of the old library have been incorporated into the new East. That includes wood planks from the old building used in the new library's ceiling, and also a ribbon of rich, huge stained glass wrapped artfully around a corner where ceiling meets wall. It's slab glass, salvaged from the previous East.
I think there are around 50 of them, and we were able to use 40 or so, as many as we could. And we install them as basically an art banner, or a focal point along the wall, so they, you know, have a story that speaks to what the library was before. And I believe you still have the other 10. The library still has the other 10 in storage yet, so so none of them went to waste.
Craftsmen fashioned benches and long communal computer tables from former structural beams.
Isn't it comfortable?
Yes. Yeah.
Public art is central to the new library. Catherine Martin is one of the three selected artists. She sits on a beautiful slab of salvaged oak, fused to a pillar. It's part of her piece titled Topos, that rises from the floor to the top of the 16-foot ceiling. In a puzzle-like way, it depicts a map of Milwaukee's east side.
So as we look at it, the ceiling is Capitol Drive, and the floor is the Milwaukee River in the Third Ward. And then left to right is the Milwaukee River to Lake Michigan, complete with the man-made structures.
Martin's raw material was harvested from a honey locust and elm that used to stand where this building now sits. Nearly a year ago, Martin and her young daughter watched a crew fell the trees. She drew from the expertise of others to perfect her map.
I'm an instructor at UW-Milwaukee, and through the Golda Meir Library, they have a wonderful connection with the American Geographic Society. So I worked with their graduate students and researchers to find the maps, to make the maps, and get it over to my fabricator to have it cut.
Martin is both artist and mother to a three-year-old. She says that added to the urgency that her contribution to the library stems from this very spot.
Look, she won't care that I'm the artist of this, but years down the line, she will, and it'll be here forever. And, it's the green aspect of it is important because I want her to be here forever, and this is what's important.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
You'll find more about Milwaukee's new East Library at wuwm.com.
And if you want to see it for yourself sooner rather than later, it's open all weekend.